Hello?
Hey, John. Sorry I missed your call. I was finishing up a voice message. How can I help you?
Hey, just a quick question. What's the name on my, when you advertise, what will pop up? What are they going to put in? JL Construction, JL Cabinetry, or can I have basically two separate ads, or is that going to cause double, or?
Yeah, it's either one or the other. Whatever the business name is, if you want it to be JL, you know, cabinetry construction, then we can list it like that. However you want to list it, but it's one business name. So when they punch in any of the keywords of what you're offering, then your business name is going to pop up.
If people are looking for cabinets, what will pop up? So either if they're looking for cabinetry or construction, my name will still pop up because it's got both of them on it.
Correct. And so if they're in the areas that you're targeting and they look up cabinet install, custom cabinetry, custom cabinetry build, custom cabinetry installation, any of the keywords, I'm not looking at your keywords right now. Oh, here we go. Kitchen cabinets, metal cabinets, powder coated metal cabinets. If they're looking up any of those services, your keywords, they're going to see that JL Construction comes up as a top recommended option for those services. Now, if they're looking for you specifically by business name, they're also going to find you that way. So they find you both ways.
But then they also look at construction. They'll also find me because it's got that on there.
If that's a keyword that you're targeting, so it doesn't look to me like you're actually targeting like construction, like framework and things like that.
How is my name on there now?
Well, the business name that you gave me at the point of sale is JL Construction. But if you want to change it to JL Cabinetry, we can.
Yeah, some reason I'm thinking, I think it was local Splash that was asking me, if I call in and I give them, I had three options. My mother's maiden name, place I was born, and one other that was basically my code to get in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that you?
Yes, that is, but we didn't get that set for you. So what do you want that to be? Do you want that to be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
So I think it's the place where I was born is what I want that. So I guess my question is, when I send something over, you can see it comes from JL Cabinetry, but let's say it comes from another email, or what do I put on there so you can see it belongs to?
Just your phone number, the 641-208-6626. That's another identifier for your business.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Right now, when they look up the business, what's the name on the business?
At this moment, they're not going to find you because you're 2 days in, but it was JL Construction. So if I have your permission and we change it to JL Cabinetry, then that's how it's going to show up when they find you.
Mm-hmm. I'd say let's do JL Cabinetry. Thinking here. JL Cabinetry / construction. Does that work?
Well, you could do JL Cabinetry and construction. JL Cabinetry Construction. I wouldn't do JL Cabinetry / construction. That doesn't look very professional.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to look as professional as possible on the first page of Google because that first impression is very important. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. JL Cabinetry.
So I put JL Cabinetry and construction. Something along those lines.
Why don't we do that? Is it better? Am I better off just staying with JL Construction or JL Cabinetry? What JL
well,
Cabinetry?
Well, what do you get? What does it say? What does it say on your business cards?
So that on the business card it is JL Construction, but it's got a picture, which they can't see it on the picture. I guess that'd be cabinet.
Right. So this is the thing, is I understand you're concerned that they're going to call you for construction versus cabinetry when you want to target cabinetry, right? But this is the thing, is when they're calling you for, when they're looking you up via keyword, which is how 9 out of 10 people do a search, right? When they go to Google and they're doing a search, they're looking for a specific service. So they're looking for cabinetry, cabinet install, powder coating install, whatever, however they choose to look it up. Now they're going to look at the business name and they go, okay, so this guy offers the cabinetry. They're going to go in and look. Now, if somebody looks up general construction and they happen to get your phone number because your name has construction in it, which is rare, but if they do and they contact you, John, and it's not a service that you provide, then there's no harm, no foul, because you're not charged a cost per lead. You're not being charged individually for each call. So if you get a call for something that you don't exactly offer or you choose to turn the job down for whatever reason, it's perfectly fine because you don't pay for individual calls, clicks, or leads. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, are you offering any construction services in addition to the cabinetry services?
Yeah.
You are. Do you want to target for those keywords as well?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I'm mainly in I want to target the cabinets for sure, but also, you know, roofing, construction.
The roofing and construction. Okay, let me add that in. So in the first, what is the city you were born in?
Michigan.
Michigan. You were born in Michigan City?
No. Oh, the city I was born in. Trying to think. I have to see on my birth certificate.
We could just put Michigan if that's the answer that you want on there. A lot of people will say, hey, I don't like that question. And it's like, well, you could put whatever answer you want. It's your answer, you know?
Well, you can also put Yoder. Just put my mother's maiden name on it, Yoder.
Okay, Yoder. Let me do that real quick, and then we can move on to the next thing. Hold on. Yoder. Okay, I've got Yoder. So now we're going to leave it JL Construction because that's what it says on the documents. We don't want to give a miscommunication. We want everything to match on the documents and what we've got going, okay?
So one thing I'm probably going to send over is, so my business card says, you don't have those yet, do you?
I don't because you haven't sent them to us yet, but you tell me about it.
I'm going to send those over, but so my business card up in the center in the middle says JL Construction, and it's got a place of an interior complete remodel. It's got a picture of that, and then on the other side of the paper, or the other half, it's got a picture of a roof and a kind of a cabin house.
Okay. Is this a logo of sorts for you?
What, that?
Is this like a logo that you're talking about?
This JL Construction is a logo.
Okay, we need you to send that to us so we can create that up for you, and we will work from what you've got.
Okay, sure. I'll send that over. And then the other one is that's where it comes into the two businesses' name is the other one is JL Cabinetry and Design. So that's like a two-sided trifold paper.
I see. And that, but that's not on the business card.
No, that's a separate thing that I want to send over for information on the cabinet.
Okay. So when you, have you set up the insurance yet?
No, that one will probably be Thursday or so before I can get that over.
Well, I should do
it sooner.
When you do the insurance, what are you going to do it under on the insurance name? Because that's the most important thing. We want to advertise it how you have it on the insurance document.
So if I would stay with JL Construction and have all kinds of cabinetry options, that's going to pop up when they look for cabinets, right?
Yeah, so if it was me, I would probably put JL Construction and Cabinetry.
Okay, let's do that.
Because I think that sounds really nice, and it's not deviating too far. And now, do you want it to be spelled out, A-N-D, or the and symbol?
A-N. Probably the and symbol.
I like it with the and symbol. I think it looks very nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because the cabinetry business name that I got right now is JL Cabinetry and Design.
JL Construction and Cabinetry Design. We can do that.
Well, so far I'm just doing the JL Construction one is new, but the JL Cabinetry and Design is one I already had, so that was a name in its own.
Mm-hmm.
So am I better off staying with two in one or combining it?
I would combine it because you're going to get better bang for your buck here. If you choose to keep it completely separate, then in order to advertise for both, John, you would have to pay again because it would be for a separate business.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have an opportunity here since you're starting fresh and you don't have a lot out there about the company. There's no misinformation. You can combine it all into one.
Okay. JL Construction and Cabinetry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay. Now, I want to ask a few things about the keywords as far as the remodels go. I know you said interior complete remodels. Are you also offering for kitchen and bathrooms independently?
So what I have interior remodeling. So I want interior remodeling that I can come in and pick and choose, you know, maybe just do the cabinets or some woodwork
mm-hmm.
or that flooring, that type of stuff.
Okay. Okay, so let me put that in there, flooring as well. Okay, and then you also mentioned roofing. So with the roofing, are you doing like roofing repairs, roof installation, re-roofs?
New roofs.
New roofs.
Yes. Are there a lot of people that call for roof repairs but they actually need a new roof?
Yep, but so that's why I say if you list roof repairs, as well, then you're going to get that big book of business, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Because you go out for, I'm doing an air quote, for a roof repair, right? But you get out there and you figure out what's going on, and then you're able to tell them that they actually need a new roof. And then you can take care of it, right?
Okay.
So it's kind of like the same idea as people who list for, you know, when they list for painting and drywall repairs. Well, it turns out sometimes they need a whole piece of drywall or they need it to be completely power washed and then repainted, you know?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
And we don't want to leave any of those on the table. We want to capture everything.
Because
you'd rather have the phone call come to you, right? Where it comes to you and then you decide, right? If it's something you want to take. Because if it's something you don't want to take, John, you don't have to. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there's no lead fee. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Then the other thing is I'm going to send the business card over.
Mm-hmm.
But I also do have some cabinet pictures that I want, but that is going to have my JL Cabinetry and Design logo on it. So I don't know. I'd say just take that off if you can. Is that possible?
Just include it there in the email. Just ask them if you could please take the logo off, that would be great. If not, it's fine.
Okay. Sure. So if it's, you know, it's going to be a trifle thing,
mm-hmm.
so which it'll show as a big piece of paper. So if it's got the JL Cabinetry and Design, that's no big deal if I just have that on there, is it?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm just going to send it over then.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So JL Construction, and then that's what my insurance is probably going to be, the name under is JL Construction too.
Okay, so do it JL Construction and Cabinetry. That way it matches.
Okay, JL Construction. Okay, sure.
Okay, that way everything matches. And we're not missing anything out because we don't want to miss one single opportunity to advertise you properly. And one little word, like, you know, say missing out a word in the business name could hang us up a little bit. So we don't want that. Okay?
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions, John?
I think that's it for now. I'm getting ready to send the business card over and the cabinet information. So.
Perfect. I look forward to seeing it come over. Thank you for so much for calling back in and getting further clarification on everything.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Bye-bye.